Hello, boys and girls. So, this is the first story of Sleazy Storytime. And this story you may have heard of before is called The Tortoise and the Hare. I'm going to be telling it today. So, once there was a tortoise. He was slow, but he always got where he wanted to be soon enough. There was also a rabbit, or much rather, a hare. He was particularly proud, and he thought he was the most handsome hare in the entire world. Also, he had been blessed with very strong back legs, which meant he could run like the wind. Whoosh. One day, the rabbit was running with his friends, playing tag, when he saw the tortoise walk by. Now, this hare was also very arrogant. He liked to boast about his speed. So he shouted over to the tortoise, "Hey, tortoise, if you wouldn't run any faster, the grass would grow over you." And his friends laughed. The tortoise said, "Although I may be slow, I get to where I would like soon enough, thank you." Then he looked at the hare and smiled. Then he said, "In fact, I think I could beat you to where I'm going." And the hare said, "Are you challenging me to a race?" And the tortoise said, "Well, maybe." So the race was on. The tortoise and the hare then lined up at the start of the racetrack. "Ready, steady, go," went the owl, and off they sped down the road. The hare was very fast, and he was in a hurry, but he always found time to wave to his supporters, while the tortoise plodded on, not waving to supporters, just keeping his eye on the finish line, although he was 8 miles behind. When the hare got halfway, he decided to have a rest. He said to himself, "You know, I could just sleep here by this halfway point for a bit, and then when I wake up, I can still run to the finish line and beat that tortoise hollow." So that's exactly what he did. He slept and he slept. Days didn't pass by. Hours and hours did pass by. Until eventually, the tortoise came plodding up the hill. When he saw the hare asleep, he raised his eyebrows but did not make a sound. A few hours later, the hare woke up. The sun was starting to set. The hare looked around and the tortoise was nowhere to be seen. The hare thought to himself, "Yes, the tortoise is nowhere to be seen. I still have loads of time to win the race." So up the hill he sped and down the hill he sped again. But as he whizzed over the last hill and came in sight of the finish line, he was astonished to find that the tortoise was taking his last few steps towards the finish line. The crowd cheered as the tortoise cut the rope with his shiny shell. The tortoise also said, "Slow I may be, but I keep my eyes on the goal and do not let anything distract me." And the moral of this story is, slow and steady wins the race. P.S. I'm doing stories on Mondays and Wednesdays. Well, thank you for listening, boys and girls, and good night.